Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the words of Jesus, which we just heard, as well as including the parable of the tares among the wheat itself, Jesus, as it were, takes you and me behind the scenes and lets us in on God's long-range planning. He lets us see the gracious will of God which looks upon the horrible condition of sinful man and lets us understand the gracious will of God to send a Redeemer, a Messiah, who in Jesus himself had come to prepare reconciliation, to bring about the possibility for a change from the natural condition of sinful man as a rebel against God, to make him a saint in the sight of God, and one of God's precious family. The life and ministry of Jesus were the preparation of that redemption which God had planned. And in the parable, he indicates that Jesus himself indeed began to proclaim the message of law and sin and gospel. And Jesus prepared those who would follow after him, the circle of the 12, to go out to proclaim the gospel in all the world and to make disciples of all nations. He indicated that after Jesus himself would ascend to heaven with his redemption here on earth completed, these witnesses of his would carry on, and as they would, there would be a turning of men to faith in Christ, a gathering together of those who are the company of the saints on earth. And this would continue after the apostles and after their time through the centuries until the harvest itself would come. But Jesus reminds his disciples and you and me that at the same time that this gospel proclamation goes on, the forces of the evil one are ever there, and the devil himself goes about seeking whom he may devour. And at the very time of Christ, when he proclaimed his saving message, there were the opponents of the Messiah who doubted whether he was real and genuine. And as the apostles stepped out to witness to what they had seen and heard, violent persecutions developed, which threatened their opportunities and their very life, which they were willing to offer in the interest of carrying on with a witness to the word. You and I today, thanks to God, see ourselves as those who have been brought to the saving faith in Jesus Christ, as the good seed, the wheat which results from the faith and the power which God himself puts within us as he changes us from sinner to saint. But you and I, in a very special sense, are also the disciples in training, being prepared to reach out and to continue that same witnessing proclamation as they did. Thanks to God for the opportunity with a power which he gives us in word and sacrament. But we are also forcefully reminded that there is work to do and that there are obstacles to face and frustrations to deal with. That the devil will plant a church, will plant himself where we plant a church. That the devil will seek to counteract every word of God which you and I attempt to speak. And the temptation will be there, as it was for the servants then. Lord, do you want us to go and pull the weeds and get rid of them? As Peter did at the gate of Gethsemane, drawing out the sword and beginning to fight for the Lord to save the situation, only to be told by the Savior then, "Tuck it away, Peter," and to hear it here, "Calm down, servants. It's not for you violently to overcome the forces of the devil. Let it be this way. This is the world into which I am placing you, and I'm not holding you accountable for getting rid of and for seeing to it that justice itself is done. Just proclaim the pure word, the law and the gospel, sin and grace, and go forward with that message as Jesus himself did in the face of opposition, as the apostles did in spite of. And as the church through the ages has been able to do through those who proclaim the word, knowing that that word will stand through time and eternity. God himself, in his long-range plan, knows what he will do. And God knows the time when it will be, and he has told you and me how it will occur. Jesus himself, who came to bring salvation to us, will come again, and the holy angels with him. And then justice will be done by God. And by God's you and I and all those who have believed in Jesus Christ will shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father when that day comes. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to count ourselves as your very own. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of sharing the message of salvation. Give us faithfulness, give us courage, and lift our eyes forward to the time when you will come for the harvest.